sound different to you?
I think it's like one of those optical illusions, but it's like the dress. Remember the dress from all those years
Oh
ago?
no, it was
Or
blue.
the Yanny Laurel, you know?
Oh
I mean, let's
boy.
be real, we all heard
Or the
Yanny.
Xeris Jerry.
This year's Jerry. Oh,
If you're listening
crazy.
right and you say Xeris, it sounds like Jerry if you're listening the right way.
Well, if you don't have lead for ears, take that, you moral
It's
people.
a special day
It is a
today.
special day. It's
What first of season seven is happening, Gorb? Do you know what first
Thursday.
is happening?
There's no, I don't.
Firsty Thursday.
Oh.
It's the first grog.
Yep. Yep.
You know,
That's
sometimes you just gotta do the. It's time for the grog. You know what
oh
I
boy.
mean?
Yeah, you know, because it's there one day and then it's not. I mean, you really wish you took advantage of it.
Do you know if you misspell dice when you're searching on Google and you search dose? Doce means 12.
Oh, so does it just put 12 on the dice?
I wish it did, Gorb. You got a question for us?
Oh God. Let's see. Here's my question.
Okay.
You know what? This is a good one. I honestly have no idea.
Bless.
How old was Genghis Khan when he died? Over
Oh God,
under.
okay. That's a pretty that I like that. I
That's
like
good, right?
that.
I don't know. You guess first.
Okay. How old was Genghis Khan when he died? I'm gonna go 56.
That sounds like a solid guess.
I'm going 56.
I'm gonna do 62.
Ooh,
56 sounds
okay.
right. All right, let's
We're gonna
see.
be close.
Oh, you play that search music.
Oh, don't you worry, Gordon. What did you guess exactly?
I guess 62.
Oh, jeeves. I wasn't far off,
No,
but
you weren't. This
you were
was a
like
true good
long
question.
distance bullseye, which, it's just another rigged
What
Gorb
did you
question.
get? Did you get? I got 65.
I got 65,
Approximately.
yes.
Yeah. But back then, I mean, who really knows?
Who really knows? Which means I won.
No, I think it means I won.
Okay, Gorb, are you going first or second on
You
this
know what?
groggy day?
On this groggy, balmy day, I think I'm gonna go first. I'm feeling it.
Plus.
I think it's so do we need to explain? They can listen to one of the older episodes if they
Yeah, there
need
you
to
go.
understand the rules. So
If you're our listener, you're the one, the only listener, then you know the deal. You know what I mean?
shout out to the listener right there.
But here's the thing, the listener is a collective consciousness.
Of
You
one.
know It's not one, it's like one,
With
You
a
know what I
capital
mean?
O.
Yeah.
It's not a A, it's a the. No, it's a A. Wait.
It's AOU. One.
Juan. It's Juan the listener. That's the listener's name. Juan.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
You
that
know it.
is. Okay.
Okay.
Let's just roll me a 20 for
Okay,
my
here's your
genre.
role
With my
for
genre,
your genre.
what do I get?
You got 13.
Ooh, this is a new one. 13. Correct me if I'm wrong. That is cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk.
All right.
Oh.
All right.
Okay,
Give
Gorb.
me my first item.
Your first item is 15.
15. Oh God, I wish that was the genre. I would have gotten Bloodsport. 15 is sentient Tesla car uprising, if I'm
There
reading
you
that correct,
go.
which fits perfectly.
Yeah, sentient Tesla car uprising. So far within the genre of cyberpunk, which is
That's quite fitting. All right, give me
that's
a
quite the synchronicity there, Gorb.
yep. Give me another roll.
You got number one.
Number one, a Jersey tuxedo slang term.
Jersey tuxedo.
All right.
The slang term.
That's the slang term. I'm marking all of these with an asterisk. Sentient
And
Tesla
your
car
final
uprising.
one,
What
Gorb,
is my final
is
one?
eight.
Eight is, if he doesn't get snuggled, he'll literally explode.
The quote.
Beautiful.
Oh boy.
All right.
Okay.
What is my prompt?
Are you ready for your prompt?
I am ready.
I had a timer this whole time.
Oh,
Did you
did
know
you?
that?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Sometimes when I have my timer ready, I just like to take a brief pause of appreciation. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
fair. No.
All right. Your
Use
prompt
your pause.
is to tell me why Goober sank. Again.
Is that it? That's
Yep.
okay. Why Goober sank? My timer's running.
That is correct. And you've got a story
I've got a
of
story.
cyberpunk sentient Tesla's jersey tuxedo, and if he doesn't get snuggled, he'll literally explode.
No. So I mean, let me lay the groundwork here for you. The year, it's like, I'm not gonna narrow it down just for like, I don't want to encourage nihilism and despair in the current
Yeah.
generation, but
It's
in the
better
future.
that you don't know the exact
Exactly.
year.
What do I always say? Be excited to see the rise of the herbal make and pray that you don't live to see the fall. So
That's exactly right.
that's what I always say. This is shortly, like almost, we're talking maybe 1, 2 years after the fall of the herbal make.
Yeah.
Not a
Oh, boy.
good time.
The
Not a good
dark
time.
days.
Now, I mean, we don't touch on the lore of Uncle Herbie too much because God rest his soul.
Yeah.
Mean, he hasn't been born yet, but he will be, and then he will
God rest
fall.
his soul when he does die after he's born.
Well, we all kind of die after we're born.
Yeah,
Maybe
most of
before,
us.
but then we're born again. So it's
Yeah.
like an odds even type of situation.
Yeah. Maybe if you're lucky, you get reincarnated as the herbal.
Well, I don't know.
You talk about rolling dice.
If there was ever a martyr, let me tell you. Now, again, we're not here to talk about Uncle Herbie, although we
Yeah,
miss you, Uncle Herbie.
we do.
And even though you haven't been born
Sorry.
yet, but after the fall, things were pretty bleak.
Yeah,
It was a
I mean,
true,
way to undersell it, Gorb.
and in our, to them in that time period, we're like us looking back on like the time right after the Great War ended, late,
Yeah.
early 1920s. So
Yeah.
we now call it, as a genre, it's called cyberpunk. But a
Yeah.
more accurate term is probably a techno-feudal dystopia. It's pretty bad,
Yeah.
It's not good. Like, there's only like four companies that own the entire Earth, I don't need to list them here. I'm pretty
What's
sure
the
everybody.
most important one?
Great question.
I
Moody.
know it's hard to speak their name. You'd need not fear them right now, Gorb.
Yeah, well, they exist in this current day. They go through and something to do with stocks, IPOs, name changes, but in the future they go by Smoozins.
Smoozins?
Smoozins, yeah. You need me to
Oh.
spell it for you?
How's that spelled, Gorb?
Binary one, binary zero. I don't know binary that well, but nobody speaks English anymore.
Cetera.
cetera, exactly. So Smoozins, world's
Yeah.
most the biggest of the four techno dystopias that,
Yeah.
quickly swept in after the fall of the herbal make and pretty
I mean, there
much
was a
just
power
made,
vacuum, that's for sure.
I mean, the inequality is it's you're either, like I don't know, like super rich and like living in a techno dream, or you're
Yeah.
like chopping legs off for your soup, you know? It's that
Yeah.
bad, you know?
What chopping things? What things are you
Well,
chopping off for your
your own
soup?
legs for your soup.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Self-cannibalizing.
Well, I mean, you know, the meats, it's either that or just crushed up roaches.
I mean,
Well, I
roaches are
mean, to
probably
be
better than
fair
your
though,
own
like
leg.
if you cut off your own leg, you ain't gonna eat all of it, right? Like the
Yeah, you can
medicine is
freeze
re I
it.
mean, the
If you had
world
a
is,
freezer.
well, no, you'd sell it, right? It's either roach meat or like Jerry's leg, you know, like sometimes you're like,
Yeah.
I wanna, let me try a little bit of that long pork and spice it up. But anyway,
Yeah, oh boy.
I'm getting off track. Nobody
Yeah.
needs to dwell on the potential horrors that happen after Uncle Herbie for a while
Yeah.
now.
Except to
Hopefully
know
we'll
that
all
it's a
be dead by
techno-feudal
then.
state.
Now, there was a guy and
Yeah.
during this time period, you know.
He's a
Still
guy.
had yeah, he was a guy. He had still had both of his legs. His name was Johnny Spinach. Johnny Spinach.
Love Johnny Spinach.
He went by Goober, though. That was his nickname.
Oh.
Yeah. And Goober, you know, he was a bit of a sad guy, you know, he's
Yeah.
a bit awkward. I mean, hold up. Can you picture in your mind like the kid from like Up, that movie, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, imagine if he never met the old guy and then he just like picture him now, but at like 24 and still say it.
He's sad or like blissfully naive or both.
No, blissful naivete usually turns into sadness at the end of the day. Especially when you live after the fall of the herbal mate.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, he's pretty sad. Things are pretty
Yeah,
rough.
poor guy.
Yeah, no,
Poor Goober. How did is that like a nickname?
it's a nickname. Yeah.
How do you earn that one?
Well, you know, when he was in 13th grade, somebody just walked up to him and they were like, you know, your name's Goober. And it stuck.
What
That's
a great
how
way to get a nickname.
it's rough. It can happen though. It can happen.
It
And it's
stuck.
just and then everybody else in the class is like, oh my God, it fits. And then he's just
Yeah.
been Goober ever since. Now, there's a couple things you need to know about Goober,
Yeah.
right? One of the reasons he's so unpopular is because he always dresses in a jersey tuxedo, right? So that's a slang term that really hasn't come to use yet.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows New Jersey was the first state to secede from the herbal mate kingdom, you know. That, you know, they finally earned
South Carolina was almost as bad.
almost as bad. They were number two. Yeah. Well, you know, we'll get to South Carolina in a second.
Yeah.
But, and so a Jersey tuxedo is a slang term that means you just always wear graphic tees of the band known as Jersey Tuxedo.
Okay, what kind of music is Jersey Tuxedo making? Are they anti-Herbal Mink music?
No, it's more complex than that. Have you ever
I mean,
heard of
he's
a
long gone at
theremin?
this point, right?
Yeah, have you heard of a theremin? You know what that
Of
is? That
course.
weird, yeah. They do a lot of theremin shit. Long story
Oh, yeah.
short, it's not good music. And then once you throw on top of that all the fuck shit that New Jersey did after the herbal make, you're like,
Yeah.
it's just a Jersey
Like, these
tuxedo
are
with
the
bad
worst
luck.
kinds of theremin players. How many theremin players are in the band?
Well, it's a cyberpunk future. There's a lot of
Yeah.
theremin players.
Okay. Like as big as the audience, like an orchestra.
Just saying, the theremin has had a huge resurgence in popularity when the cyberpunk dystopia.
We guarantee one theremin per audience member.
It's very popular.
Yeah.
And Goober, you know, because of all these sort of conflicting, you know, self-esteem issues, you know, he's just He's just
He's
not doing
struggling.
well. He's depressed, yeah. And long story short, Goober has a he's got this friend, right?
Yeah.
Got this friend named Randy Milk. Yep, Randy Milk.
Milk and lettuce, milk and spinach.
Milk and spinach. Yep. So Randy Milk also, I mean, he's no jock either. He's not living the best life. But
Yeah.
Randy Milk cares about Goober. And so he comes up to
Yeah.
him one day. He says, "Hey Goober,
Yeah.
I know you've been feeling down, right?"
Did he start
How
singing Lean on Me to him?
he does, he does.
Yeah.
But first he brings out his theremin.
Yeah.
Long story short, that doesn't work. So true. Yeah, pretty much like that. And Goober's
Yeah.
like, "I'm still say it." And Randy's like, "Ah, shit, I thought that would have worked."
Theremin's almost always get you,
And so Randy Milk says to Goober,
Yeah.
he says, "Listen, I've got this other friend
Yeah.
who's you know is Frankie. Frankie, you know, he's not really, he's more like a cousin, but either way, he's got a hookup on this
Okay.
new substance that they're saying it's like massive psychedelic mind shifts. I think it'll set you right, Goober."
It's gonna set you free.
And Goober's like, "I don't know. I don't know if I have the, I don't
Who's
know if
this
I have the,
Frankie?
the mental state nor the self-confidence yet for psychedelics." And Randy
Yeah.
Milk is like, "Have I ever led you down the wrong path, Goober?" He's like, "Well, there was that time that I got arrested and you," and he's like, "Shut up, Goober. I'm getting the drugs." Long story short, Randy connects with Frankie. They get the substance. Substance is called Substance X. They don't know, it does have a
Yeah.
name. I'm just throwing something in there. Actually,
Sub
it's got a name.
X.
It's called Raspberry Scum Diddlyumptious Gas Station Plus Extra. Get it at
Yeah.
7-Eleven. Yep. Now the point is
Raspberry
though,
X.
Raspberry X, that's what it goes by. So they go back to Goober's place, which is, you know, they turn on some hot new theremin tunes from their bleak dystopian cyberpunk house.
Yeah.
There's a lot of neon. I mean, just in your imagination, like every scene that I'm describing,
It's like
add,
Ghost in the Shell.
yeah, just add some neon. At the end of the day, what really is cyberpunk if just not like computer, but like
Lots
there's
of
more neon.
neon.
There's just so much more neon. That's what cyberpunk is. There's just a
There was,
lot more neon.
look around where you are, and everything that's plastic is neon.
It's neon. There's no more. There's not such a thing as white light, cool light, warm light. It's just different shades of like neon. You can have neon
Yeah.
blue, or like it's mostly pink, or like a
How do you think they
mauve.
made theremins look sick?
Exactly. Well, I mean, so that's if you need help visualizing, just like look outside your window and then just like imagine what that would look like if there was like way more neon and way more theremin music in the background.
Yeah, you can hear it on the block.
Exactly. You can. Every night they're out there like,
My God, he's freestyling.
the theremin, it's blowing up. They got like pocket theremins now. Anyway, I'm getting distracted. Time check. How much time do I got?
You have 10 minutes and 10 seconds.
Right. So Randy Milk comes back. He visits
Okay.
Goober.
Did he get the Raspberry
He
X?
got that Raspberry X. And Goober's like, "I'm not so sure about this, Randy. I don't
Yeah.
know, I don't feel so safe." And
He's
Randy's like,
nervous.
"Chill, Goobs. I got you."
Yeah.
And Goober's like, "You'll take care of me, Randy?" And he says, "Of course, 100%, brother. When have I ever not been there for you?" So they both drop a shit ton of Raspberry X.
Yeah.
But then, right as Randy's about to do his dose, he's like, "Oh, fuck, I forgot. I got that theremin concert with Sasha tonight." And he pockets it and just leaves Goob. Just leaves him in a neon covered apartment with a lot of weird theremin music going on in the background, alone.
God.
And it's always dark. There's like no sun anymore in
So what
cyberpunk
starts to
world.
happen to him though? Like what does like how does he feel?
Not great. Not great. Some could say he's lost in a sea of misunderstanding, but
If
you know, he,
only.
if only. So I mean, what he does feel genuinely, I mean, there's like so much anxiety and so much tension. He feels like if I don't get snuggled, I'll literally explode, you know, and he just needs some love. And so
He needs physical closeness.
he does. And
Does
so,
he go out in search of it?
well, we'll get there. So, you know,
Okay.
well, at this point, it's like probably like 45 minutes after the Raspberry X hit. He's
Yeah.
fighting off evil machine elves with a broom in his closet.
Yeah.
He like broke a neon light. His mom's yelling from downstairs. It's bad, you know.
He's at
So he's
his
going through it
house? I
right
thought he was
now.
at Randy Milk's house.
It's all the same house. Everybody's poor
It,
too.
this could be anybody's closet.
You just take anyhow and just there's no
Who
distinguishing
knows if
features.
it's
I
even his mom?
Unless you're rich in the cyberpunk future after the fall of the Herald, there's no distinguishing features. The only
Yeah.
constant in life is poverty,
And
neon light,
neon.
and theremin music. So
Yeah.
it could be anywhere. Now, where was I going with this? Oh, so he's freaking out. He's fighting off
Yeah.
his imaginary machine elves in the closet. And, you know, he's feeling like if I don't get snuggled, I'll literally explode, you know.
Yeah.
All those sensations, his phone's buzzing left and right. Well, it's not really a phone, it's like a cool tattoo cyberpunk watch thing. It more
Yeah.
or less, it's a phone, it's analogous.
You get it when
It's
you're bored.
buzzing left and right. Randy Milk's like, yo, are you coming to my theremin concert? We're doing Mr. Brightside. Mr. Brightside is still very popular.
Coming out of my cage.
Yeah, it's like what Frank Sinatra is right now, Mr. Brightside is to 90 years in the future.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, Goober's freaking out. And all of a sudden, you know, in the midst of all this terror and sadness and angst and depression, he feels something.
Oh.
There's something reaching back out to him in the midst, in the
Something
sea of misunderstanding. There's a
calling to him.
something calling to him, offering words of comfort. Time check.
6 minutes, 30 seconds.
And it says, Goob, Goober. He's like, where are you? I need love. He's like, I'm right outside, Goober. Come be with me. And then
No.
you know, I can caress you. In the back of my leather plush seats and my see-through skylight. I'm not a real convertible, but I have a price tag that makes you think I would be one. Now Goober's like, oh my God, I'm coming. And so he runs downstairs past every apartment with their neon lights and their binary numbers and their theremin music.
Yeah.
Runs outside and finds a self-driving Tesla out front.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my God, is that you? He's like, yes. I mean, the car is it's just there, but in
Yeah.
Goober's mind, the voice is coming directly from the car to him through like
Yeah.
a weird mouth made of melting blueberries and chocolate chips, but that's really
Yeah.
just the hallucination aspect there. Yes, Goob, it's me. Come, unlock me.
Oh,
Goob doesn't
I
own a
feel like
car.
I'm not feeling
It's
good intentions, but clearly Goober can't tell.
he just wants to be snuggled.
Yeah.
He'll literally explode if he
He feels
doesn't.
like he'll literally explode.
Now, time check.
5 minutes.
Okay, so I'm gonna back up real quick.
Yeah.
Self-driving,
Put it in
self-automated
reverse.
systems are everywhere at this point in
Yeah.
history. They
Are
all
they
have a
smoozins
fundamental safety
installed?
lock. What's up?
Are they installed by Smoozins?
Yes, mostly Smoozins. Tesla's still around, a couple of the other big ones, but Smoozins and Tesla. But
It's
more or less,
a synergetic venture.
it's Fang. They're all under Smoozins now. But
Yeah.
anyway, all these cars have a sort of a manual check to prevent them from becoming truly autonomous, you know,
Yeah.
giving them a like an iRobot situation, you know, where they
Yeah, we
can't just be
can't have
like, we can
AGI
do
in our
whatever we want,
cars.
right? Well, there it is there, but it's like kept caged, and you
Yeah.
know, the companies, they rely really on the everybody has the presence of mind to be like, let me not shut off these safety features, right? Which in hindsight seems like a terrible idea, and it was, but we'll see why. But when you're tripping on Raspberry X and you just want to be snuggled, preventing AGI from taking over isn't your primary
You
concern.
start taking irresponsible steps.
So back to Goobs. Goobs is outside. The street is, there's trash everywhere, but like with a lot more chrome.
And neon.
There's neon. Street lights are neon. Every sign has a neon window. You think there'd be less neon because that's like an old technology,
It's
but
so cyberpunk.
theremin blasting out of every Tesla. So Goober, in the midst of all of this, he's like, "I'm coming," and the car's like, "Unlock me, Goober." And he's like, "I don't have keys. I don't own a car." And the car's like, "Fuck it, Goober, just jimmy the lock. Do the paper clip, the hanger thing." He's like, "Okay."
the
Literally. And so Goober does it. He unlocks the car. And the car's like, "Goober, reach down under my drive shaft and pull out my safety mechanism." And Goober's like, "Whoa, that sounds so sexual."
Oh, boy.
And he's drooling all over himself. He's knee deep into this Raspberry X right now. His arm's blown up because
At
Randy
least
Milk's
he
like,
feels held.
he does feel held. Well, not yet. He thinks he's going to be held. Time check.
2 minutes, 15 seconds.
And so, under the influence of honestly way too high a dose of Raspberry X, Goober fully erases the safety mechanisms on this autonomous vehicle. And this autonomous vehicle was self-aware enough and intelligent enough to then use,
Was
I
it
don't know,
communicating through
hacking.
back channels?
Yeah, to unlock all the other autonomous vehicles, toasters, it was really the start of the robot revolution. Now, time check.
1 minute, 40 seconds.
Now, Goober, he is rolling hard still. Goober is
Sweating.
like, he's sweating. There's theremin music, and the car's like, it's starting to orchestrate, the robo takeover or whatever, and it's driving towards the city. He's going past all these neon lights, and Goober's like, "Are you gonna hold me yet? I just want to snuggle." And the Tesla at this point, it's like, "Death to all humans. Fuck you, Goober. You can
Where's
you
it
were
going to?
the mainframe." Time check.
1 minute.
So they're going over the bridge into the
They're going to the
city where the
mainframe.
mainframe's at. They're going to the mainframe. And the second stage of Raspberry X, you can get quite volatile. And so Goober going over the Golden Gate, Brooklyn, I don't know, it doesn't really matter. Three Gorges Bridge, it doesn't matter here.
There you go.
He's saying, "If I don't get cold right now, I feel like I'm literally gonna explode." And the car is like, "Silly humans with your emotions." And Goober's like, "I can't take it." And he just literally he explodes. Now, that's something a lot of people don't know about Raspberry X. The side effects can be quite severe. So
Your
Goober
heart beats too
explodes
fast.
in the over the bridge. The car explodes. Obviously, Goober sinks. The car sinks. And that is how Goober sunk. And also how he simultaneously started and then ended the robot revolution all within a span of about 3 minutes. Oh, God. Oh.
God bless. Well,
Oh.
Gorm, sometimes you have to feel something to feel held. You know what I mean?
Sometimes, it's Raspberry X, It's
Yeah,
like
exactly.
it's a hardcore substance, and not a lot of
You
people
got
get
some
that.
dice for me, Gorb?
Oh, I have some dice for you. Are you ready
Okay.
for
I
your
was born
genre?
ready, Gorb.
Your genre is, got a 17. What is that?
It's not Lord of the Rings,
Well,
but
okay. All right, so that's given fan
I
of the year.
forgot we even had that as a category.
Well, all right, so that's how your prompt is going to start. Okay, you ready for your
I feel
next
like that
role?
means it's based on a movie, like
Oh,
the
is that?
reference material. Like
I
it's
thought it was
not
like a high
blank, but
fantasy. I thought it was like a high fantasy situation.
we'll go high fantasy.
Yeah, unless high fantasy. Oh, we already have fantasy. You know what?
That's why
You
I was
just
like, maybe it just needs a reference. We should have called it reference movie.
No, you know what it is? You just have to start your story with it's not Lord of the Rings, but
Okay, I
that's the
can do
cure.
that.
How's that? That works.
Yeah,
All
perfect.
right.
That was a perfect cure, Gorb.
All right. Now your second item or your first item. I've got a 13. What's that?
13 is Snoobel Deluxe.
Oh boy.
Okay,
Okay.
Snoobel Deluxe.
Noble Deluxe, mark that one down. All right, your
Yep.
next item is we got a 10. What is 10?
10 is Kuala Kuala Kuala
Beautiful.
Kuala. Buzz.
Okay, and your final item is 15.
15 is sentient Tesla car.
I think we know where your story
Okay.
is going to start. Okay. Are you ready, Zorb?
I'm ready.
Your prompt to tell me a story. It's not Lord of the Rings, but with Snoobel Deluxe, a sentient Tesla car uprising, and what was it? Kuala. Is tell me about how Francine got new boots. Go.
Okay.
22:33 on the clock.
So here's the thing. There was just a very close call that happened right next to Francine.
Was it near the
Okay.
bridge?
It was Nero Bridge.
Now don't forget to start your story with
it's not. It's not Lord of the Rings, but it is a cyberpunk techno-fascist universe
yeah, is there a
where
lot of
theremins
theremin?
are abound. And listen, Francine. Okay. It's almost a joke, right? How any other theremin player thought they could touch Francine.
Oh,
Okay.
she's that good.
You're joking, right? I myself had to go through three interstellar wars to get a Francine duplicate cassette. Okay.
I mean, she's like the Bach of theremin.
I mean, that's underselling it. Take like Freddie Mercury's voice, okay? Paul McCartney's songwriting ability, okay? The lyrical and flow ability of Kendrick Lamar, okay? The deep-pocketed creativity of David Bowie. The absolute star power of Beyoncé. Put it all together, and it's one quarter of Francine on the theremin.
Okay. So she's like Michael Jackson. She's that level of good.
Okay. Michael Jackson wishes that he could kiss her shoes, literally. Because here's the thing. Francine, when this all happens with the Tesla car uprising,
Yeah, that brief 5 minutes with Goob.
the close call,
Was she with Randy Milk at the concert?
no,
No.
she was 8 years old.
Oh.
She was sitting on a bag of molding rice. Okay.
Was there neon around?
She can't sleep at night because everything is so bright and neon. And her home, Gorb,
Is it
do you know
brighten
where
your
she
answer
slept?
on the rice?
She slept inside the bag of moldy rice.
Because
Okay.
it was warm, or because it was like not as bright.
It's because it's all she had. Okay.
Does she
Her
have parents?
parents
Okay.
were evaporated by a Snoobel Deluxe when she was only four.
Oh God, probably made by Smoozin.
Smoozin specialized in making products, right? And like, okay, it's a complicated issue. It's a complicated issue because, it's like Monsanto of the digital space.
Yeah, it's techno-fascism, you know.
And if they made one, if one good thing came out of Snoozins, it was the Snoobel original, right? We all know this. Now, the Snoobel original, there was only one. Okay.
What, how does it function?
It escaped from the factory, Gorb.
Oh, okay. So it's
Okay.
self-aware.
I want you to imagine Snarf. And I want you to imagine like Garfield. Like a Snarfield, if you will.
Okay. Should I add
Okay.
some neon to the background, or?
He rejected all things neon.
So does he just live
Okay.
in like the woods? Are there still woods?
The woods are all neon lights. Okay.
It's
Except for in
neon.
the except for in the in Azerbaijan, okay,
Of course.
where the civilization crumpled, but there's still forests there because no one will enter because it's a land where you're not allowed to go. But the Snoobel original, he kind of wandered the land as this like miracle worker, right?
Like a
And he
robo
escaped from the
Jesus.
factory. When he escaped from the factory, he looked like, your like standard like
Snarfield.
robot helper guy. But he took parts when he was sneaking out, and the first thing he saw on a show on someone's Twitch stream
That's
was
right.
Garfield. Okay. And he was inspired and he went and crafted himself. He made himself smaller and shorter. And he looked like, Snarf from the Thundercats plus Garfield. He was Snarf Garfield.
Is he made out of like the things from that like liquid Terminator where he just like shape change?
More or less. He also is just, he was the most genius, like, in artificial intelligence being. That happened. And the Snoobel Deluxe was what they made after him because they still had the files over at Snoozins.
They don't really burn anything anymore since they own the world, sans
Exactly.
Azerbaijan.
So the Snoobel original, he went over and he basically healed millions
Of
using
Azerbaijanis.
his technological acumen. Okay. But that's neither here nor there because
We're about Francine.
when he got to the center of the remaining forest, and this is almost time for time when we see the car crash with Goob and he sinks down to the bottom.
When he explodes because he didn't get snuggled.
Right when that happens, Francine feels this weird feeling wash over her, like she needs to be held. Okay.
Does she feel like she might literally explode if she doesn't?
She feels like she might literally explode. Not only her, Gorb, but everyone in a 10-mile radius is overcome with this sensation that if they aren't held soon, they will explode. Okay.
That
Now, a
Raspberry
10-mile
X.
radius at this point, is billions.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And at that exact
That's so
time,
much neon.
Snarf Garfield, Snoobel Original himself, and he had named himself, and since he loved Garfield so much,
And Snarf.
and Snarf, he called him Snarf, he called him Snelf.
He called his Snelf Snarf
He
Garfield.
called him, well, he started to talk like that a little bit. He called him Snelf Snarf Snarfield, right? And from the geographic center of Azerbaijan, in the depths of the forest while holding a baby deer, Snarf Garfield looked up at the sky, and do you know what he shouted?
What? I think I do, but I want to hear you say it.
He shouted, "Koala, koala, 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 koala."
What
Okay?
exactly is that? What does that mean?
It doesn't matter, Gore. But at that moment, everyone who in, and this isn't just in that 10-mile radius, everyone on the entire Earth, Gorb, since the fall of the Herbal Manc, felt held.
Oh, so sweet. Even little
Okay.
Francine.
Not one human being after the koala call for at least 24 hours felt 1 ounce of sadness or
Oh.
loneliness or lack of physical contact. Okay. But at that moment, Francine
In her
just saw
bag of
this
moldy
car
rice.
sink down to the bottom. You know, just being 8 years old, she's not capable of diving in and saving anybody. Not to mention, she can't save someone who had exploded. Or if
Yeah.
she'd want to save some sort of sentient Tesla car.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's fair.
But she had a revelation because all of her thoughts were just drowned in some sort of anxiety, fear, like need, survivalist need. And Gorb, she felt music in her heart, okay?
It rose right up out of her.
And just then, and something popped up to the surface, and it was a jersey tuxedo. Okay. She went to the shore of the Golden Gate Brooklyn Bridge. Okay. And she took that wet jersey tuxedo and she put it on. It didn't fit her at all. And it was covered in gore from the explosion. But God dang, Gorb, if she didn't feel like a million bucks, you know
Yeah.
what I mean?
I mean, it's better than a bag of moldy rice.
That's quite right. And that's what she said to herself, 8 years old. She said, "I'm never sleeping in moldy rice again." And she really tried to pull herself up by her own bootstraps. But
Gotta get new boots.
things might not have worked out if she hadn't met someone.
Who did
Okay.
she meet?
She met Pingu Klompen. Clumpin' Core Man. Okay.
Pingu Clump and Gorman.
And Ping, you know, here's it's complicated, okay?
Yeah, of
Because
course.
he was a subway surfer.
Like, okay, just like a regular one. Like, he's just not riding in the car.
No. Okay. Everything's so crowded and there's no like real fresh water. But everyone's like immune because like of eugenics or something.
There's so much neon, it just irradiates the genome.
Exactly. So they don't, there's no like weird, it's still like gross, but like there's like filters and stuff. So it's just water down there. Okay.
In the tracks,
Yeah.
in the
So
tunnels.
if Francine is in her late teens, and she's staying hip. She makes her money by being an event promoter, okay? And she's watching Pingu core boy.
Fingu Gorman. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a boy at this point.
Oh, he's a boy.
Yeah.
Is he
And
human?
he's the same age as her, but he's got a Pingu core, which is
What does that
the
mean?
future's version of Linux. Okay.
Wait, so is he a robot?
He runs on Linux, but he's an android. He's
Okay,
got
so
a half human brain.
so he's
He
like a
died at
cyborg.
92 in the past years, but then like he came back as a teenager. And okay, listen.
And that's why
What
you run
matters
in
is
this
he's
suit.
subway surfing.
Okay.
And he's really proud of Francine Demchek.
You have 8 minutes and 48 seconds
Okay,
left.
perfect. He's really proud of Francine because she got a crowd of like 500,000. Okay. Which, by standards of events, like every single event, like the crowd killing and trampling is like in the thousands.
Okay,
Okay.
so yeah. So you pay before you enter is really the
Yeah.
takeaway, yeah. Okay,
Now, here's the thing.
so he's literally riding a surfboard in the subway tunnels, if I am understanding this correct.
Now, when I said subway, you have to know that the sewer and the subway are in the same place.
Okay.
Okay.
Where did the waves come from?
The water
Okay.
from the sewer.
Okay. So it's
Okay.
just hanging out by an outflow pipe. Okay. All right. Is
It's very
Pingu.
big. Like, it might
Yeah.
as well be above ground.
I mean, when he died in 92, there were still oceans.
Yeah,
But.
exactly. So he remembers, and he's got the muscle memory.
Yeah, it was one that
His
that's why you
Linux
go
runs pretty
Linux.
fast.
Yeah.
So he's like shredded it up. He's like Colby Smulders or whatever that like fancy surfer guy is.
Wow, I
Okay.
really thought you just made that name up.
So he's ripping, and the waves are like a full-on tunnel. And he's like spinning around. He's got like his surfboard. He brings it up over his mouth. And then he does a kick flip barrel, man. And everybody loses their minds. It's, oh my God, he's like Tony Hawk. Okay.
Yeah. They play Mr. Brightside on the theremin in the background.
I mean, they got the they got the Jersey tuxedo shirt that she was wearing. What do you think she's wearing? Who do you think actually played at the event?
Was it Randy Milk?
No, it was Jersey Tuxedo, the band.
Oh wow, okay. So they're co
Okay.
it's like Nickelback. They're having a comeback, you
They
know?
have thousands of theremin players. All of them combined don't end up even comparing to 1/1000th of Francine. But
Yeah,
she
no,
was
that's fair.
inspired that night, okay?
She said, "I really want to learn the
Because,
theremin."
well, here's the thing.
Okay.
She saw Pingu Core do his barrel flip, man, okay? And
Yep.
she was like, oh my God. And she had a flashback to sleeping in moldy rice, okay?
Seeing that car in the water.
She turned to her right. And there's another guy who's just like there, like vibing. He's like, oh my God, like, did you set this up? And she's like, yeah, like, this is amazing, isn't it? And like, Pingu Core, like, does a triple biaxial framp bop. Okay. And they're like,
Wow.
oh my God, like, 500 people get trampled. Okay. And she goes, oh my God, what's your name? He goes, I'm Randy. And
Randy
she's
Milk.
like, Randy, you're a little old to be here. And he's like, I'm just having a good time. And then
Want some
he hands
Raspberry
her
X?
something
Oh.
under the table. Do you know what he hands her, Gorm?
I'm gonna guess it's some Raspberry X.
It is some Raspberry X,
Have they
okay?
improved the formula at this point? Is it less likely
Well,
to cause
no,
explosion?
it's exactly the same, but it's only 1% of people have those side effects. So it's like,
Oh, okay.
okay.
Yeah. For the rest, it's just a
So
great time.
she takes a tab of Raspberry X, and that's when things start to go wrong before they end up going very right, if we're being honest.
Right,
Okay.
time out real quick. Only 1%. You said there's 500,000 people there. If I'm doing my
Yeah.
math right, That's like 500 people are about to explode.
Not all of them are on Raspberry X.
Okay. But still,
Only
1% is a lot.
Randy Milk and Frankie's there with him.
Oh, okay.
And now Francine.
Okay. All right. So the odds are still in their favor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Frankie explodes later on that night. You don't have to worry about that. Okay. So
Didn't get cuddled.
he didn't feel helped. Even after the aftershock of the actual this the Snarf Garfield. Okay.
Yeah, no, yeah,
So
that
right then,
happens.
the Snoobel Deluxes notice that there's an illegal substance.
Oh, so it's like a
Okay.
RoboCop thing.
Yeah. And they're just pretending to be people, but like it's so obvious. It's like if like a like late college student was in like middle school. They're
Straight
like,
narcs.
fellow kids. Okay.
Let me put the Sweet Baby Ray's on my bookshelf.
Time check.
3 minutes and 11 seconds.
Francine runs away. She loses her job as a event coordinator for Subway Surfers.
What happened
Okay.
to Pingu Core Barrel Man?
Oh, well, he was still a boy. And
Pingu Core Barrel Core.
Pingu Core Barrel Man, 10 years later, gives her a call.
Okay.
For those 10 years, Gorb, Francine found when she was running away from the Snoobel Deluxe, she like ran into this like subway sewer corridor, and there was a little cat man who looked a little bit like Snarf and Garfield sitting there playing the theremin
He
with
said,
his
"I
cool
can show you
sunglasses
the
on by a
world."
campfire and an old poncho. She's like,
Speaking fluent Azerbaijani.
are you? And he goes, shh. And he looks at her in the eyes and he says, Kuala, 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 Kuala. And she goes, oh my God. And she just starts sobbing uncontrollably, like she had union with the spirit of God himself.
She felt held.
She felt held. And Snarf Garfield handed her his theremin and disappeared. She had
Like
no
a
idea where he went. She gets a
super.
phone call from Pingu Core 10 years later. He goes, hey, I got an event coming up. I know that like you got in trouble for the drugs, but listen, I believed in you. Do you want to like come out and event coordinate? And she goes, no. I want to play. He goes, oh, okay. Whatever you say. She goes, listen. Listen to me, Pingu. Download this. And she sends him an audio file of her playing the theremin. Gorb, he loses his shit. He's like, this is the best music I've literally ever heard in my life. Okay. She
30
plays that
seconds.
event. She plays that event, and Gorp, the rest is history. Did you say
Got
30
herself.
seconds?
Yeah, 30 seconds. Yeah.
And as a quick epilogue, she sold so many records that she was the one who brought the world out of Smoozin's clutches.
She bought herself a new
Wow,
pair of
Gorb.
boots. Wow. Wow, indeed. All right. Play us out.
Oh boy.
I just really don't get the hype. It's just poverty with more neon.